86 degrees in Nashville. Gray skies out our window here in Nashville. Chances of storms in the forecast into this weekend. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee voters are heading to the polls today for the first day of early voting since the state house changed district boundaries. So they may find different names on their ballots. But the 7th district, which includes parts of North Nashville, was the least changed from redistricting in May. Republican incumbent Matt Van Epps is running unopposed less than a year after winning a special congressional race for the seat. As for the Democratic primary, WPLN's Mariana Bacchial gives us the lay of the land.
Before redistricting, veteran and English teacher Joshua Warren Sales had also been running unopposed for the Democratic primary. But then State Representative Vincent Dixie and Nashville businessman Darden Copeland rejoined the race for District 7 after the maps were redrawn. Having lost their primary runs for December's special congressional race to Tennessee Representative Afton Bain. Bain said she chose not to run for re-election after she and her family received death threats for her initial bid, in which she narrowed the gap between her and the Republican winner by nearly a dozen points.
More info on the races is at WPLN.org. Christopher Nolan's epic movie The Odyssey is in theaters today, but there's only one screen in Nashville that's showing the movie as Nolan intended, an IMAX 70mm. That might sound like it's not fair, but it's actually a blessing. There are only 41 theaters in the world that have the technical capacity to show a movie in IMAX 70mm, and Regal Opry Mills is one of them. To show it, Regal is employing 3 specialized projectionists to work in shifts around the clock to keep the reels rolling. Regal Cinemas is headquartered in Knoxville. Their SVP of U.S. content, Brooks LaBeouf, says the extra effort is worth it.
I mean, listen, it's a 3,000-year-old story, and it's being told with the biggest canvas ever invented. I think that there's something that Nolan saw with that he wanted to pay it the respect that it deserves. The frame's so big that it fills your entire field of vision. From floor to ceiling, you're not just watching Odysseus's voyage, you're on the ship.
Regal Opry Mills promises at least a 4-week run of The Odyssey in IMAX 70mm. The Belcourt Theater is also playing the movie on 35mm film.